I'm Katie Gilkey with today's Open Range. The U.S. House Committee on Agriculture had several recent subcommittee hearings in preparation for the next farm bill. At a subcommittee hearing discussing international market development, U.S. Meat Export Federation President and CEO Philip Singh shared the benefits of the USDA trade programs.
The Market Access Program and the Foreign Market Development Program have worked very well for the U.S. Meat Export Federation to develop new markets, displace our worldwide competition, and defend American meat products' market share from aggressive competition throughout the world. The Market Access Program and its predecessor, the Target Export Assistance Program and the Market Promotion Program, have been extremely strategic and successful export tools for the U.S. meat industry over the last 30 years. During this time, the U.S. has made great advancements in market access, but while market access played a part in our export growth, market access alone does not guarantee exports. Many times we've seen markets open only to be confronted by consumers who are skeptical about our products or simply unaware of the product's safety and quality. We must dignify trade access with sound marketing programs, and market access program funds have allowed us to address these challenges. Together, market access and marketing are a proven recipe for success in the international marketplace.
He reminded those at the hearing that the international market allows the U.S. meat industry a diversified portfolio, selling products to almost 100 countries, and focusing on maximizing the value of each cut in each market. That's today's Open Range. I'm Katie Gilkey with Ag Information Network of the West.